there's any hang-up, the hang-up is about philosophy. I mean, the Senate has said 100% of the money should be spent on the code. The House has said no. And the reality is the votes in the House, they outnumber the coastal delegation. That's a reality. And I consistently have my constituents ask me, why do people in North Mississippi feel like they're entitled to this money when they didn't feel the effects or experience BP? We just have to educate them and say, look, that's where the votes are. But there's been this discussion and education taking place that the settlement was for the whole state and that it related to lost, for example, lost sales tax. So also the hang-up has been how that money was going to be overseen, both on the coast and other the rest of the money, because there are many members who don't want the appropriations process to be looking at it, or at least, I'm sorry, to be appropriating it, because just like happened with the tobacco trust fund, the legislature took that money. And so what is the best way to appropriate the money but also ensure accountability and transparency? And I tend to believe that we can do the appropriations process very similar to like the Tidelands program that's done, but we can have assurances that it's going to be spent on the coast. That's what we do on Tidelands. And in fact, the framework that we kind of had worked out modeled that. So those are some of the hang-ups.